Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, State School Land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. Week 2 auctions begin on Monday, October 14th at 10 a.m. in Lawton for Comanche, Cotton, Grady, and Stevens counties. Tuesday, October 15th in Elk City for Beckham, Caddo, Greer, Kiowa, Roger Mills, and Ouachita counties. Wednesday, October 16th in Stillwater for Logan, Noble, Pawnee, and Payne counties. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2024 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. Maps and detailed lease information available as well.
Well, the Rural Economic Outlook Conference took place yesterday in Stillwater, Oklahoma at the ConocoPhillips Alumni Center. While there, our own Macy Carter had the opportunity to visit with OSU's Rodney Holcomb to talk a little bit about technology in the food industry.
One of the biggest things we've seen is just a shift. We've seen a lot of consumers shift from eating three meals a day to eating snacks throughout the day. So we see a lot of portion control, but also there's this emphasis on health. Everybody's trying to manage their health their own way. So we see a lot of food products that have come out with cleaner labels. They want fewer ingredients. They've also come out with packaging that highlights the important information that the consumer wants. Protein, fat, carbs, vitamins and nutrients, fiber content. The idea being, let's give the consumer exactly what they want, but don't just bombard them with too much stimuli.
Due to the increase focused on healthy eating, health-centered apps are increasingly in demand to help consumers track what they're eating.
The food industry is really being impacted by this next wave in the Industrial Revolution, which we call Industrial Revolution 4.0. And that's where we've gotten beyond just using electricity and machinery and automation and computers. Now we're into cloud connectivity and sensors and artificial intelligence. So the food industry has made a lot of investment in that. And really, the easiest way to describe it is most of that investment so far has not been on new product development. It's mainly been on how do we make these facilities of ours run more efficiently, run more safely for our employees, but also better food safety for the consumer. And how do we minimize our utility use, our water use, guaranteeing our quality while all at the same time making sure that we're secure. Nobody can hack into our systems and mess up our operations.
To hear the complete conversation with OSU's Rodney Holcomb, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Take a look at the latest crop progress report for Oklahoma. We're looking at winter wheat planted right now is at 43%. Wheat emerged at 20%. Corn harvested at 78%. Corn conditions rated 61% good to excellent, 29% fair, and 10% poor to very poor. Sorghum coloring now at 95%, maturing at 76%, and conditions for sorghum about 55% good to excellent, 29% fair, and 16% poor to very poor. Soybeans dropping leaves this week at 55%. Conditions for soybeans in Oklahoma, 25% good to excellent, 36% fair, and 39% poor to very poor. Cotton harvested now at 15% in the state. Cotton conditions 17% good to excellent, 60% fair, and 23% poor to very poor. Livestock conditions, 55% good to excellent, 28% fair, and 17% poor to very poor. And then pasture and range wrapping up things, 23% good to excellent, 32% fair, and 45% poor to very poor. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers and ranchers are the heartbeat of our communities. With every crop harvested and animal raised, you're not just growing food, you're nurturing the foundations of our communities. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.